Hello, my lovely people. My name is Phoebe Jane, and this is the podcast for and about people in their 20s that are trying to beat the algorithm of life. Today, I am joined with a guest again. I'm joined with Tom. Tom is a full-time student, and aside from that, he has his own videography company. He creates on social media, and I always just wondered how he does it. And I feel like he can give us a lot of tips and tricks when it comes to multitasking. So I'm really curious what he has to say today. Tom, hello. So give us a brief introduction. Who are you? What do you do?
So I'm Tom. I have, as you said, I have my videography company. At the same time, I also decided to study a master this year. And so I'm doing that in Sweden, which is quite a trick because I have to travel back and forth between Amsterdam and Sweden to go to my seminars or go to my lectures or go to my exams while at the same time dealing with my clients here. And then of course we post content on Instagram and TikTok 3 to 5 times a week. So yeah, it's that's my life now, actually. Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah, because you're based in Amsterdam, yeah, but your school's in Sweden and you actually, yeah, physically go to Sweden like once or twice a month. Why a master's? Like, that's my first question. Why did you feel the need to do a master's?
I think it's something that's deep inside me. It was always the goal when I was younger, you know. It's kind of, yeah, when I was looking at studying, I was always like, I was never, I'm going to stop after a bachelor. So I think the root is that. The root is that I wanted to finish what I had started when I started studying, and I wanted to, yeah, just have a master. To be honest, I feel like I want the master more than I need it. Which is also not the greatest when it comes to motivation and when I have to do the academic work, because I'm like, yeah, but I'm already working, you know, full time basically. So yeah, sometimes I doubt it, but I think I'll of course be happy once it's done.
Talk to me about time management and how you do it, because I know that each study is different in terms of how much time it takes from someone, but what can you tell us about how you get both done? What does your time management look like? Are you planning out every second of your life?
I think I wish it was better. First of all, let's start with that. I wish it was better. Obviously, still in my 20s, so it's also normal that we haven't figured everything out, and there's large improvements to be made when there are such crucial things of time management or like other aspects there. I try at least to stay consistent with the studying throughout the week, so I'm not completely lost. This actually goes back to May this year, when I started taking some courses online, like a Photoshop essential course, you know, like just a complete course about something, so I would learn, like get more hard skills. And then I was like, actually, this is good because I can try to fit this in my current schedule. So back in May, June, and kind of train myself to keep that schedule going, so that when September comes, when uni starts, I won't be so overwhelmed by everything. So in May, June, I did my big switch from going from a night owl to an early bird. And I started waking up around 5, and then from 5 to 7, I would then do those courses I was doing. So like, it could be a color grading course, or it could be a Photoshop course, but the point was that I thought that they could help me adapt better to uni life once that would come. So actually, since May, June, I kept that going. Then when September came and I started having uni courses instead, I just switched them around. So I started doing the uni courses in the morning, and it's just an hour or 2 hours in the morning, catching up on the class from yesterday that I couldn't attend because it was in Sweden. But I had the PowerPoint, so I would just catch up on that. And then, well, once the exam came, I kind of had already my notes, already just had to study. The point was to mainly get that section done before my real work day would start. And then at 8, 9, you know, your clients, like just your work kind of needs you or answer email and stuff. But at least you've done that uni part. At least that's done for the day and you can move on with the rest. Yeah, and when I don't have uni, because you don't have also, it's not like a schedule where every day I have hours of classes to catch up on, well, then I'll do my content instead. So then between 5 and 7, I'll do whatever piece of content I want to post that day. And then I have that done before the day starts. So I guess that's the main time management aspect I've gotten from this. Yeah.
Do you feel like doing this, considering how much time it all takes up, is it sacrificing another part of your life? What I talk to a lot of people in their 20s about is like, it's like the moment you start to realize that life is all about these different facets, like your social life, your health, your career. How is that for you? Do you feel like you're sacrificing one for the other?
I definitely have much less social life now than I had 3 years ago. But I think that also comes because I also live with my girlfriend. So then you also, once you live with your boyfriend, girlfriend, it kind of also, you go out less with your friends, just that's usually a general rule. I still go out, but yeah, indeed, I think I also, sacrifice puts a negative connotation when it isn't necessarily. It is in some way, and definitely some days you feel like you sacrifice, but I think most of the days I just feel like I prioritize something else rather than the other. I prioritize myself and what I believe I can do, even if that's not always clear as the clearest. But I think prioritizing is better, because I also just, I do it because I like it. No one forced me to do this. No one's forced me. I do it because I think the challenge of doing a master while having your company was exciting in some way. And yeah, it also, even if we all have mental breakdowns, I think it's definitely what pushed me to the challenge of, you know, kind of pushing your way through it. So yeah, more prioritizing than sacrificing, I think.
You mentioned that you're prioritizing yourself and things that you feel like are good for yourself over other things right now, but that it's not always as clear what you're doing for yourself or what is the right thing to do for yourself. Talk to me more about that, because I feel like people that have busy schedules, in my eyes, I'm like, oh my God, I feel like you have it all figured out. Like, what, yeah, what is that thing that you feel like is sometimes unclear?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think I mainly find myself figuring things out through the way, because I also learn every day new things. I really feel like I'm learning something new every day in what I do. And that just makes me think, oh yeah, but I haven't figured it out, because it's not perfect now, you know, like it's, of course you have, let's take work for example. Of course for work I have, you know, clients and working goes well and everything, but it's still, you still doubt that can I do more with the time that I have? Can I do more with the budget that I have? Maybe it would be worth for me taking an assistant if I feel overwhelmed, but at the same time, is it just maybe my time management or organization structure that's wrong? Maybe for work, I also think, yeah, should I prioritize myself or should I prioritize my company? What is the best? And so on. And for time management, there's also a lot of organization. Although I think I have a quite good basis, but I do notice that every week I learn something new about it. Like I'm like, oh yeah, ah, I should do this. Or ah, I should do this. Might sound stupid now, but I just last week realized I should really have like a finance plan in my Notion. I really should track my budget expenses and it's something that I've just not done because I haven't had to. But yeah, every week or every month something new like that comes out, and that's where I realize, yeah, no, I definitely have not figured it out, because look at what a basic thing you've missed out on, and you could have done better. So I think there's loads of example like that.
No, I get that. I think two things come to mind. So I think on one hand, you have your own company, and I think when you have your own company or you work for yourself, you don't have any reassurance from anyone else. Like it's just you. There's no one like a boss that's rooting for you or telling you what's good or what's bad. And on the other hand, I think in your 20s in general, I believe that that's the first time where we have less reassurance in general, right? Like when you're in high school and stuff like that, you have teachers or you live with your parents constantly telling you what's good and bad, and then you kind of become an adult and you kind of need to decide for yourself what is good or bad, and when am I doing a good job and when am I not, and not getting as much reassurance is sometimes a bit confusing as well.
Yeah.
And it needs to come all from yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. I think one thing that we both have already spoken about to each other is that there's less people to talk with. There's less people you can relate to. There's less people you can even compare yourself to, but more in like in a positive thing, like, oh, how do you structure your day? Maybe I'm doing completely wrong. Maybe I should actually look for new clients or new gigs half my week and work on the existing project the other half. But I'm not doing that. I don't know what's right and wrong. And I think when you are surrounded by people in a similar situation than you, which is often the case in the office space or as an employee, then you can relate to each other's pain or struggles or difficulties, I feel like sometimes that's the, one of the main thing I'm lacking is the where you haven't. I use the exam example now because I'm in it, but you haven't studied for an exam and then you speak to your friend and he hasn't either. It feels better, suddenly, just like that. Although the situation for you is not better, but because you have someone that haven't done it yet or haven't figured it out or whatever, then it feels better because you're like, okay, it's fine, okay. Which we don't in a freelancing, in a influencer space or in company videography agency space, there's less people straight away when you start. You have to find them.
Yeah, and even outside of that, I think the difference, for example, from high school and college, I felt like high school was way more like I related to everyone around me. We were kind of going through the same thing. And I felt like college was more like, I really felt, or at least for me, that people come to college, they study their things, peace out, they go home, they go do whatever the fuck they were doing. Like, I feel like everyone starts having their own lives. And in general, in your 20s as well, like your child or friend, one is a mom now, one is married. And it does become less relatable. You have less things to relate about. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone is at different stages in the same period, I guess. That's also what the beauty of it is. That's also why I like living in a city now, because I think when I moved to Amsterdam, the main thing I loved about it was to bike to work and being 21, biking to work and then just seeing every other 20-year-old or in their 20s trying to also figure out, trying also to go to work without, you know, freezing cold in December. Also, it felt like a good movement when you're on the bike in the crowd of bikes and everyone is your age. And you're all going to work and you're all, you know, full of dreams or full of hopes or like targets to achieve for yourself. And I think that's what's nice also being in your 20s. That's also what's the best part of it is probably, this insecurity and this like uncomfortability that you have to figure out to grow.
What do you think is your main motivation to continue with your passions but also continue to full-time finish this master?
What is my main motivation to finish my master? That's a good none. Do you hear me? I do not want I have no motivation.
Is it just something that comes natural to you? Maybe you are just like an ambitious person and once you put your mind to something, you're like, okay, it's gonna happen. There's no other.
Yeah, definitely. Right. I think, especially now, let's do it in division. So master and work. For master, I really feel like okay, I'm halfway there now. I just have my thesis and a few courses. It feels a bit stupid to give up now. You know, I've done the hardest part. I've slept in buses. I've slept in the airport. I've slept at uni itself to save money. Like the hardest part is done. On the other hand, when content-wise, when you post content every day and, you know, you don't gain followers, you don't get new gigs. So I think that for that part, because it's what I like, I don't see why I would not do it. Why would you not do something that you like or enjoy doing or love doing? Like, I think it's I include you here as well because you're extremely creative as well. And whether it is with your gene venture or your content, very creative, but it's what you love. So why would you not do it? It's a little bit as simple as that. And I think we're very, very blessed to find something that we can do for hours without noticing time go by. I think the other day I literally was editing a video for like, I don't know, 5-6 hours. I didn't even eat or stand up or like. barely did anything to break out of that cycle. And those 5-6 hours went by like that. I don't feel that same love for the task that I'm doing when I'm studying. I hate it. I'm allergic to it. I get drawn away from my computer every time I have to write an academic paper. It's terrible. It's terrible. Honestly, it feels allergic. Compared to, I open Final Cut Pro, do my little silly videos. I can do it for hours. I love it.
But then it sounds also so tempting to cut that master side of it all out, right? Yeah, if you know what you love, I think that's a challenge on itself, right? Like figuring out what you love. But if you know what you love, then you know what you don't love.
Yeah. My girlfriend would be the best person to talk about this because she's seen me in states for not really over exaggerating the difficulty of the task. It's just a paper, you know. In 4 hours could be done. No, I take like 2 days, like 16 hours, kind of in and on the computer and on the phone and procrastinating. But I think it's just because I also want to have it behind me. I also want to come to get to July next year and be done with it, and look back to it thinking, okay, I'm done. I don't have to think about it. I've made Tom, who was 12 years old and who wanted the master, happy. It's okay now, you know, I can put it behind me and focus on what I like. Yeah.
If I remember correctly, I remember you once talking about this idea of when you do a school project that you also want to do it good, that you have that like perfectionism to like, okay, if I want to do something, I want to do it good. Talk to me about that. Talk to me about being a student, but wanting to be a good student and wanting to put out a good project rather than just like a mid project.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's I think I'm just not satisfied with the I'm not satisfied with myself if it's not almost perfect. I don't try to make it perfect, and especially, well, for school projects it's a bit different because I don't have to have that critical eye on creativity as you have for content. But for a school project, I think it's just, I just don't like giving back something that, you know, is halfway there. I'm just not happy with it. And also I think insecurity, if you just hand in something that's, you know, that you just did without much, just because you want to do it, just because to do it, you know, then you're not certain that will amount to you passing that class. I think I also like to play security. I try to give it my all, but also for that security reason, for like, okay, but if it does, I can't do more than my best. So if it doesn't work, if it doesn't pass, if it doesn't whatever, I can't do more than that right now. I did my best, I think. And that's what my mom told me many times growing up. Wise moms. No, but she said that, can't do more than your best, and that's true. Go mom. Swedish mom has some wiser lessons in her.
I wanted to ask you about, how do you know if you're not doing too much? Like, how do you know if you're like, okay, I think this is all becoming too much? I think in our 20s, it's so easy for us to push ourselves and to want more, to want to do more. But how do we, like, for me, like, I think a struggle I have is like, how do I know if I'm actually physically doing too much? Or how do I know if I'm just being lazy and I don't want to go the extra mile? How do you find that balance in that?
That's a good question, you know. That's a good question because I think it's definitely something that's often there in my head. If I'm doing too much or not. This is also something that you don't really have the answer to until you cross the line, unfortunately. Like, you usually don't know also where your burnout limit is before you burn out. But I do rely a lot on my thoughts and feelings, and there are some days it's definitely a lot, and I feel very overwhelmed and very stressed about handling deadlines for different projects and uni at the same day, for example. Like now, this past week, there was exam week, finals week, all the academic papers had to come in, and I had after movies to make for clients, and I had other content to make for clients. It was all coming down to like Thursday last week. Terrible, terrible. It's the worst day. And I definitely when you don't see an exit anymore in your week planning, like when you don't see an exit where you can relax and rest, I think that's something that gets me worried. when I don't see like, oh, Sunday I have 4 hours to just relax. When I don't have that, I get a bit worried about, is this too much? But I always have it, to be honest. I always have that. So luckily I haven't had that moment where I felt stuck and trapped in my own work and in my own schedule. Yeah, it's hard to explain because it's really a feeling. It's really I sense when I'm because if I just have to cross the finish line, it's fine. But if I don't see the finish line, this is what I mean with I don't see the exit. If I don't see the finish line, then it gets worrying because then you feel like, oh, you have all the adrenaline building up inside of you, all the stress and all the. But usually there is a finish line in my life, in terms of project deadlines and stuff. But I can see how once you go bigger and more important and just that the burnout can be very, very close to you because you certainly don't have an escape anymore. And this is also what's so good with us being freelancers. I can work the whole weekend, but I know Monday I can take it easy. If you work a 9 to 5 and you have to be in the office, well, then you have 5 days already where you don't see an exit. So then it's your weekend. Saying that if your weekend is full now then suddenly you have 7 days. Or let's say when I was 21, I did an internship, so full time, so it was 9 to 5, 6. And then I worked in a restaurant 4 days a week, from 6 to 2, or like to, yeah, 6:30 to midnight 1. So that was a 16-hour work day, 4 days a week at least. And when I worked on the weekend, I didn't see an exit. So then you start the week again with having no rest. And that was tough, I think. So I think it's good to keep a clear exit, a clear finish line in your project. Where you at least have 1 or 2 days to, if you have to take a 12 hours long nap on the couch, you can.
Another thing about freelancing, and I think specifically the work we do, don't you find that it sometimes becomes a bit lonely?
Of course, I think it comes back to this thing of where you don't have anyone to relate to. But yeah, and at the same time, I wouldn't change it, you know. I wouldn't now go to work in an office or work for someone, because I also, it's all a bit connected, as in, if I work in the office, I don't like to just finish at 5 and just be done, because if I'm not done, you know, in this, not perfectionism, but the, you know, the project is not done like I wanted to, I would probably do extra hours afterwards, but those extra hours need to be paid or need to be approved or whatever it may be.
Yeah, I think it's also recognizing or feeling like you are on the right path, and if, like you said, if you're doing what you love, or if you feel like you are on the right path, then I know if I just keep at this, I'm going to meet more like-minded people and I'm going to meet more people, yeah, I can relate to. It just takes time. And what is the point of going off track just because I'm lonely and trying to meet up with people that I don't relate with just to kind of fill a void that won't be filled that way anyway, yeah, right? So I think it also has to do with like, trusting that you are doing the right thing, which is hard, like you said, like sometimes it isn't as clear, you aren't as sure if you're doing the right thing because no one's telling you if you are, but yeah.
But I have a very rational way of seeing it, of seeing the right path thingy. I try, and this is also why uni is such a against my will thingy, and very different to how I usually operate, but I try to do what I like every day, dot. Because if you do what you like every day, or if you work towards at least getting to a point where you do what you like every day, then whatever happens, if you look back to what you've to the days that have gone behind you, the weeks or the months, if you've done what you've liked every day, then you can only be happy now because you've actually enjoyed your path. Then, of course, sometimes you don't do what you like, and that happens to everyone, and that's where it's not as clear anymore, or maybe that's why you have to push the extra mile. But if you're just finding something you like and then doing it every day assures you to stay on the right path, kind of, for me at least. That's how I see it. Because, yeah, then you have problems. Then maybe it doesn't make you enough money. Yeah, that's a problem. So then maybe you have to re-strategize of course. But, yeah, I think the bottom line for me is I really operate like that. And that's why uni is such a weird thing for me to do now, because I've tried since I'm an adult to not operate that way. I don't do things because I have to, because I, no, that's a weird way to say it. I don't do things because it's a rule. I don't do things because I have to do a master because I told myself when I was younger that I would do a master. No, usually I would think I want to do a master because I love it, so I'm going to do it. But I didn't do it this way this time because I chose the other side. But for everything else, concerning the right path, concerning you being in your 20s, concerning not knowing what to do with your life or not knowing if your content game is strong enough, if your 9-to-5 is good enough, if you like your day, that means that after 7 days, you've liked your week, after 30 days, you've liked your month, and after 365, you've liked your year.
I love that. Yeah. Reminds me of this thing I'm reading as well. I'm reading a book, and it talks about this idea of trying to switch I have to I can. So when you talked about uni, like, I have to go to uni, switch that to I can go to uni. You know, something's privilege. But like that little like mindset already, it changes the way you approach it and the way your mind approaches it. So that's really nice. Yeah. Do you have any last final advice or tips for anyone that is currently studying full-time, hopefully not in another country like you are, and wants to pursue their creative or just their passions aside from that?
First of all, I think it's really important to mention that you just slightly mentioned now, but I think we haven't really mentioned over the podcast, is that we are very privileged to do this podcast, to be in Amsterdam, and very grateful to be able to work for yourself, able just to earn money and to live in an apartment, and grateful to study, of course. All of this is a lot of gratefulness, and I think it definitely helps put things to perspective when you need it, and when you're a bit tired, or you know, when you're a bit stressed over things. Definitely, that's the first advice, I think. Seeing what you have already and not what you don't have. And then secondly, I think it's, if you want to do different projects, I think it's also about finding those extra hours in the day. I still spend a lot of time on YouTube and Netflix, and I could probably get even more hours from there. But my way of doing it was to wake up early, and maybe yours is to stay up late or also wake up early, whatever. But it's those extra hours in the day where you can do something very productive that in the end account to very many hours of doing that same task over and over again. I think that's the biggest thing, biggest advice I give my friends who have a 9-to-5 or like just an office job. I think, if you want to do it, then try to do it between 5 and 9 instead of focusing on the day. And that comes with different prioritizing or sacrificing, depends how we put it, in between. If you go out that night or if you work out a little bit less, of course, it comes with it. But there's everyone has the same 24 hours, and in terms of like the amount of time you have to sleep and so I think it's definitely possible to find 2-3 extra hours here and there to pursue your creative passion. And believe in yourself, be grateful, and find the extra time in your day.
I love it. So many beautiful tips, and I think my favorite takeaway is not sacrificing but prioritizing. I really love that one. I love little like mind shifts like that.
I love
I'm so happy that you took the time. You took the time to be on this podcast.
Of course. You know I'm a big fan of you. I'm the one who sent you a little DM, said let's make a video together. And we did. I've seen your podcast. Of course, I'm very happy to be here. You're doing amazing as well on your side.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and being so honest with us. And
no worries. You too. Thank you, Bibi Jane.